Unit 1A. Listening. Page 7.
The Hadza. The last of the first. They don't grow crops, they don't raise animals, and they don't count the days or months. The Hadza tribe of East Africa is probably the last hunter-gatherer tribe on Earth. The tribesmen are sitting by the fire. They are feeling hungry. A camp elder, Onwas, tells the others of a tree he saw filled with baboons. They all pick up their bows and set off to go hunting. Onwas is around 60 years old and quite short at 1.5 meters, but he is lean and fit. The rest of the men are also slim with short, curly black hair. Their hunting knives hang from animal skin belts. Onwas invites me on the hunt in his native language, Hadzane. I have come to the Hadza homeland of Tanzania for a few days with an interpreter, Onwas's niece. I am thrilled to get close to the Hadza people. They live in the extreme heat of the Yaida Valley, where the soil is poor, water is in short supply, and the bugs are terrible. They don't keep track of time. Hours, weeks, months, and years have no meaning to them. They have no crops, no animals, and no houses. They live completely off what nature provides. That's why I am here. I have come to meet these hunter-gatherers in person. After a successful night hunting baboons, we return to the camp. The women have gathered berries and fruit. The tribe shares everything. They are generous and easygoing people with lots of free time. They come and go from the camp as they please and sleep whenever they want. When it's time to eat, we gather around the fire. Once the meat is ready, everyone just dives in. Nobody knows when the next meal is, as the Hadza don't plan for the future. They wander the land, taking food from it whenever they need, carrying their few possessions with them. Free from belongings, jobs, money, and responsibilities, I can't help thinking as I prepare to leave that perhaps the Hadza are better off this way. They don't seem to have any worries. Hadza do not become attached to people or things, so my arrival and now my departure have had little effect on them. Smiling and walking away, I wonder about their future. Is it only a matter of time before the days of wandering the valley are over for the Hadza? I hope not.